if Keilu Kodesh Shor B'Teich Meyev, as if like a Kodesh Baruch was inside you, that you're Kodesh. In other words, that means to say, take good care of yourself, because don't make yourself weak, because you're doing like Avodas Hashem. So for us to say, don't fast, but keep yourself healthy, eat a lot inside you, to make sure that you can do Avodas Hashem, you can do mitzvahs, not to be weak, like Rashi says. But you also la'achishon, you're not allowed to make yourself weak. Shenem, the pasuk says, v'kir b'chol Kodesh, that like a Kodesh Hashem is inside you. Lo yavo bir, and I won't come into the city. So Mora says, la'kash, there's no stira. Depends how strong you are to start out. Certain people, fasting doesn't bother them that much. If it doesn't bother you that much, then you call the Kaddush to be Mitzvah yourself. It's called Kaddush, and you're not taking yourself away from doing Avodas Hashem, doing mitzvahs. Of course, you can still do mitzvahs. However, if you're a weak person to start out with, that's for you by fasting, you can't take the fast and it'll make you a weak, and you won't be able to do mitzvahs that day, then it's not kedai to do it. Then you're supposed to feel as if, you, like we'll see later, it's kedai for you rather to do the mitzvahs and to learn, rather than making yourself weak. Resh Lakish, Shomer Lakish says, Nikra Chosid. A person is called a Chosid. So it's a shal exactly how to learn here. If it means a person that's fast or not. Of course, the same Indian, we'll soon see. Shenem HaNaposik says, Goyim Onashoy is Chosid. A person that wants to do chesed, does things good to his nefesh. V'oiches Sheiroi Achzor. And if a cat, someone holds himself back and doesn't feed himself, it's called an achzor, it's called something bad. So the Mashiach says, the Pasuk is saying two things. Like, it's good to take care of your soul. So it's like this. If you're a healthy person, again, that you could fast, then avad you call the chastid, that's called helping out your soul, like to bring yourself more yiras Hashem, more avodas Hashem by fasting. But if you're a weak person, that by fasting will just make you sick and weak, and you won't be able to do mitzvahs, then it's not kedai. That's the end of the Pasuk, you only called an achzor. Omer Ashesh Rehesha says like this, Hai Bar Be Rav, that means a Talmud that's learning in Yeshiva, the Yosef Batanisi decides to fast today is Lechol Kalbal Sherusai. It's like not worth anything, as if to say, let the dog eat what the food he should have eaten. There's a wet in vain. Like we just said, a Talmud Chacham B'nei Yeshiva is supposed to be strong enough to sit and learn the whole day, to be in Yeshiva and learn, and not to do this, not to fast. And we'll soon see. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba. And tainus tzibur v'bovel. There's no din tainus tzibur that has a chumra. Like you're not allowed to wash yourself, you're not allowed to rub yourself, you're not allowed to wear shoes. That's ain't tainus tzibur v'bovel elo tishu v'bovad. Only on tishu v'bov do we have the chumras like we do. But any other tainus tzibur, you're allowed to eat by night time, you're allowed to wear shoes, you're allowed to rub yourself. Our tainus tzibur is only in Eretz Yisrael. In bovel we don't have the chumra of a tainus tzibur, only on tishu v'bov. Omer Resh Lakish. Ain't Talmud Chacham Rishoyi Leisha B'Tainus. A Talmud Chacham, somebody that needs his strength to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, he's not allowed to fast. Mifnei Shemamayim V'Melech HaShemayim. Because by him fasting, he's going to take away the Melech HaShemayim. He's not going to be able to do a lot of work. He can't do mitzvahs. If he can't do mitzvahs, it's not Kedai, it's more Kedai. He should do Melech HaShemayim than fasting. Zweite Euchle B'Shoistim Mishach HaShecha. So Mishnah says, on these tinnuses that the Yechidim starts fasting on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, on Yud Zayin B'Macheshvan, you're allowed to eat at night time. The tinnus first starts in the morning, like we'll see later exactly when. Omer Rav Zera, Omer Rav Huna, Yochid Shekibul Olav Tinnus. If a private person was makabel upon himself to fast, he made his own tinnus. Is Afilu Ocha V'Shosa Kol Alayla, even though he ate the whole night time, still L'Macheru Mespalo Tfilas Tinnus. If he fasts the next day, the whole day, from morning, daybreak, until nighttime, it's called the Tainus Yochid, and the Loch is you have to dive in Anenu in Shimon Esra, you have to dive in Tfilas Tainus. What about Lon Bitanisoi? Let's say somebody true was makabel upon himself to make a Tainus Yochid to fast Monday, let's say. He fasted the whole day. Now, when it came Monday by night, really he's allowed to eat. But instead of eating, he just went to sleep and did not eat. He was Lon Bitanisoi, went to sleep fasting. And then he wakes up the next day, and he's still fasting the next day. In such a case, Einoi Mispalo Shal Tainus. Tomorrow, when he davens Shemon Esrei, it's not called like a real Tainus. He does not have to say an Einoi during Shemon Esrei. His Amar Rav Yosef said like this, Mike is Sava Rav Huna. What's the Svara Rav Huna? Svirle is it the chat that he holds, Ein Misanin L'Shois, there's no dim Tainus of a few hours of the day. It's like here, since you went to sleep, you wore a makabel upon yourself Tainus when you woke up. The fact you want to fast a few hours now, the rest of the day, that has no din tainus at all. That's why you don't have to daven anenu. Oiduma, maybe no. Misanin lishoyis. Really, there is a din tainus even for a few hours of the day. Like, we'll soon see exactly what we're talking about. And the klal is dov ha misanin lishoyis enu mispalot filosinus. If you fast just a few hours of the day, the locher is, even though it's called the tainus, that you're not allowed to eat during that time. But I call upon him, the locher is, though, you do not have to daven the tefillah of anenu in Shimon Esrei. So that was the sophic. What's pshat in Rav Huna? Omalei Abayis Abayis said like this, the Olam Kesav Rav Huna, really Rav Huna holds, misanin l'shoyis. A person could accept upon himself such a tainus to fast just a few hours of the day. Now we're talking about here, a lot of shittas learn is, avad, like we'll see later, you have to fast the whole daytime, from morning till at night. We're talking about a case, let's say like here, you went to sleep at night, and for no reason you didn't eat in the morning. And then all of a sudden, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you wake up, you want to finish off the rest of the day with a tainus. That's called the tainus of assurance for a few hours. So really, Rav Huna knows there is such a tainus like that. And if you accept upon yourself now to fast the rest of the day, the terrace of tainus, and if you're davening now, you do have to say anenu. So why over here not? So Rashi learns like this. Here in the case, you fasted Monday. And it came Monday night, you stopped, went to sleep. You didn't have in mind then that you want to accept upon yourself to fast. You thought you'll eat eventually, you just went to sleep right now. And when you woke up again, you started to fast. So at no time did you accept upon yourself to make it into a tainus. You just started right away to fast. That's not called a tainus at all. A tainus has to be that before you start fasting, you accept upon yourself to make a kabbalah, as if to say, later on, even if you want to say in a few hours, next hour, later on I'm going to start fasting l'shem tainus. That's called a tainus, even the choice. Like l'moshel. Let's say somebody woke up in the morning and for no reason he did not eat. Until 12 o'clock in the afternoon he did not eat for no reason. Now we decided I want to fast the rest of the day already. So he says right now, in another 10 minutes or so, I'm going to start fasting now the rest of the day, it should be a tainus. That's called the tainus l'shoyis. That's called the rest of the day you want to have a fasting l'shem tainus. That it could be Rav Huna holds, it is called the tainus. And if you daven mincha now, you do have to say anenu. But here we're talking about before you started to fast, like when you woke up, you didn't say you're accepting upon yourself now to make it into a tainus. You just right away went ahead and continued l'shem tainus. That's no good. There was no kabbalah, no accepting at all before you started to fast. That's why over here there's no din tainus. But in the regular case, even in the middle of the day, you change your mind and say that soon I'm going to start fasting, finish off the day, l'shem tainus. That is called the tainus of shoyis of a few hours. Like we'll soon see. Mar ukfo ikloy leginzak. Mar ukfo went to visit Ginzak, this place. Boyimene, so the people in the city asked him three questions. They asked him, Misanin l'shoyis, or yeh misanin l'shoyis. Is there such a tainus that you didn't eat in the morning till 12 o'clock, and now the rest of the day you want to accept upon yourself to fast the shema tainus? Is there an inyan, do you not have to eat, do you have to say anenu? Is it called the tainus? That was one question they asked him. And lehev be your day. Mar Ukva didn't know the answer. A second question they asked him was, Kankanim shalochrim, these barrels of wine that the goyim have, asurim or matorim. Is it osur, are we allowed to use it now? They stored their yayin nesach in it. Now after we washed it out, are we allowed to use it? Is it mutter or not? Again, lehevah b'yod, he did not know the answer. A third question was, v'mashimish Moshe kol shiv yamei miluyim. What type of clothing did Moshe Rabbeinu use all 7 days of the miluyim? The first 7 days of the miluyim, before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Moshe Rabbeinu acted like the Kohen Gadol. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the first day that Aaron took over to be the Kohen Gadol. So the first 7 days, what type of clothing did Moshe Rabbeinu wear? Again, lehavu b'yod, he did not know. So also the shobei medrash, they went into the Beis Medrash and they asked the Talmidim the Beis Medrash. Omrula, they answered him right away. Hilchos of the locher is misanin l'shoyis. Yes, you're supposed to fast. L'shoyis has a din tainus, like we've passed before. If you accept upon yourself now in the middle of the day that the rest of the day you want to end off l'shem tainus, it's called the tainus. Or mispalin tfilos tainus. And if you dive a mincha now, you have to say anenu. The Ilchus of the locher is Kankanim Shalochrim, these barrels that Goyim had that once stored Yainesach in them. If you wait, if you don't want to rinse it out a few times, like the locher you could do really in Avodah Zarah, but just you wait 12 months, is Mutarim, automatically becomes Mutar. Like since the Yainesach was only cold at the beginning and never really hot, So since it was only used to something cold, if you wait 12 months, automatically all its time is dried up and not there anymore. You're allowed to start storing wine now in these barrels. And Bamash Shimish Moshe calls Zayinim Amluyim. What type of clothing did Moshe Rabbeinu wear all the 7 days of the Mluyim? Becholik Lovin. He wore white clothing. Not golden clothing, but white clothing. White Pishtin, Rashi says. And Rav Kana, Masav Kana adds to it, Becholik Lovin, Shein Lo Yimra. He wore this white taka Pishtin, white flax clothing, that did not even have a hem to it. But the Mora says, the Yisna Kim, Hashem, Yisrael, is supposed to be clean, that nobody should think you're going in to steal something. So he didn't even have any hems, any pockets in his clothing. Omer Rav Chizav, Chizav says, Hodi Yamra, that's what you said, Nisan,